And now, sports report from Andrew Colomossi. Hello again and welcome back to our look at some of the sports stories making the headlines over the last few weeks. But first and foremost, Andrew passes on his very best wishes for Christmas to all our listeners. And on the sporting front, there is some good news for everyone connected with Todmorden Cricket Club. We mentioned last time that Todd were hoping to iron out a few registration problems in their bid to bring prolific Australian professional Will Bassistow back for a second season. Well, all the I's have now been dotted and the T's crossed, and the popular Bassistow shone last season with 894 league runs and 33 wickets before going home with a foot injury, has agreed to return for the 2023 campaign. With local rivals Walsden having clinched the signing of Sri Lankan all-rounder Sachin Jayawardena earlier in the close season, it should be all systems go in the build-up to the 2023 campaign. Now, on to our runners and success for Todd Harrier's women at Townley Park in Burnley in the second race of the Red Rose Series. They delivered an outstanding performance to win the Veterans Team Prize, along with individual victories for Debbie Gowans in the V55 race, Rebecca Patrick in the V50 and club president Kath Brierley in the V60 section. But the women didn't have it all their own way. Donnie Clark finished fifth overall in the men's race and was second in the V40 section. And he was also first Harrier home in the third race of the series at Sefton Park in Liverpool, enabling him to hold on to second place overall. And up in the Lake District, the final race of this season's Grand Prix took place on a 10-mile course around Derwentwater with more than 420 runners taking part. And the top performance from a Todmorden Harrier came from Kath Brierley, who again won the V60 section. And now on to football again. And with the World Cup fever still rampant, Burnley fans are nevertheless looking ahead to the resumption of championship hostilities after the mid-season break. They return to Turf Moor on December 17th when they meet Middlesbrough, looking to repeat their fine performance in the 3-0 win over Blackburn way back on November 13th. The Clarence, currently top of the division, I'll repeat it, currently top of the division, then go into the Christmas schedule with a Carabao Cup tie at Manchester United before entertaining Birmingham at Turf Moor on December 27th. They then round off the old year with a trip to Stoke, and supporters will be hoping that it's still in pole position at the start of 2023. And finally, back to cricket. And if summer isn't exactly just round the corner, supporters of Todmorden and Walsden can at least console themselves with a look at the newly published 2023 Lancashire League fixtures. Starting with local interest first, and the first derby match of the league campaign will be played at Walsden on May 7th in the club's fourth match of the season. They meet again at Centervale on July 23rd. Meanwhile, Walsden opened their campaign on April 16th with a trip to Haslingden before meeting Lower House, who finished third last season, in their opening home match. And Todmorden start with a home fixture against Clitheroe, last season's runners-up, before making the short trip to Burnley, who finished fifth last year, and are expected to feature strongly this time. And the season ends on September 10th. So roll on, summer!